And that lecture I took his mammalogy course, and afterwards I was talking with him. He said a woman had called him up the day before, and she had an opossum. In those days, opossums were very, very,
pretty
very
rare
around here.
Sure.
In Turkey, when he painted a mammal for the National Geographic, couldn't get one. He had to get one from down south somewhere. So now they're up in southern Canada,
See them out our way.
Yeah, so anyway, I was always interested. I never saw an opossum. So I asked him afterwards, could I see it? I'd like to maybe make some sketches of it or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. He sticks it in a bag and gives it to me. I take it up to the front of the hall and put it in a cage. It's the dumbest animal on earth,
right.
It sits there and kind of drools. And then it seems like make up his mind, starts off and stops. And what the hell is that going to do? You know, like, let's we all do that. So I did some sketches and stuff a bit. And I lived there for quite a while. And then he called me up. Well, I came in one morning and somebody said he was trying to get a hold of me. So I called him. So somebody, or I'm going to Perry Grill for students, and he said, an opossum, could you bring that possum back? I said, sure. So I put it back in a bag. He gave it to me and took it down from Fern all the way down to Simpson.
Oh, my gosh. That's our road then.
Yeah. So I brought it in, and he said, here's your possum. He said, well, how much does it weigh? And I don't know, about 4 pounds, maybe 5 pounds. He told me some number. I can't tell you what it was. So I hung on. He was going to be hanging on a balance, spring balance. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he said it was. Mm-hmm. So he had probably weighed it already.
Yeah.
So I get him the bag, and he's standing by, sitting on his desk with the bag sort of in his lap, and he's reaching in like that. Well, it's still a wild animal, and it's got more teeth than any other animal around here, you know.
Yeah, right.
And I told Notice, I'm going to tell him mammalogy professor, be careful, you know.
Right.
So I was very, very upset, a little bit concerned about this.
Mm-hmm.
He says, is it male or female? It's a female. He said, how do you know? I said, it's got a marsupium. What's that? You know, he's always teaching, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, told him, and he said, is it a virgin or not? And that's why he's getting a little wild here, you know. I said, well, I have no idea. He said, it's a virgin. I said, damn strange thing to have been up in front of the hall all that time, too. And I said, yeah, maybe it is. And all of a sudden, he goes, whoa, you know, he's got double Z on one of the sides. I'm trickling a little bit, you know. I didn't say anything. He says, here, take it away. So I took it back up to the front of the hall, you know. So in the morning, I came back to work, and there's a call. I was supposed to call Dr. Hamilton. So I called him. He says, get that possum down here. I said, what's the matter? He said, well, I was thinking, you know, I'm kind of worried about the bite. I said, oh, don't worry, I looked at it a minute ago, she's just fine. He said, I'll get it down here. No, he wasn't humorous at all about that, you know.
No.
He was thinking about it, really, like, no possibility of rabies. We had it so long, it's been fine, you know.
Yeah.
But he was a little bit, always concerned about things, so, all right. Got him a little bit there.
Mm-hmm. That's a keeper.
It was great.